Paul Weaver, who's in Bahrain. Paul, last week, Bernie Eccleston described Bahrain as quiet and peaceful. What's the scene where you are?
Well, I can't see Bernie out in the streets of Bahrain or the capital here where we are, unfortunately. I didn't see him last night either when I went to one of the outlying villages where they had a demonstration, and I didn't see him outside the airport among the 3,000 or 4,000 people having a peaceful demonstration. So, in fact, I've seen no one from F1, which is rather unsurprising. But there's yet another demonstration here. We've just been moved on by the police, who are now threatening to move us on again if we don't get out in 5 minutes. I've been told that the reason why there have been attacks with batons and tear gas is that there are two or three left journalists here, including myself. There are people taking pictures. It's a very volatile situation, as you can hear, and I can feel it here.
The protesters have promised a sort of days of rage. Does it sound like that? Does it feel like that?
Yes, it's a sense of increasing rage. It's not that they're anti-Formula One. I mean, last night I met a guy, he had a red Ferrari shirt on, and he said he had a white one and a yellow one at home as well. Some of them really like Formula One. They're protesting, apart from protesting against the government, of course, they're protesting in favour of democracy, but also they're protesting against the fact that the race on Sunday is being used as an instrument of legitimacy for the regime over here. And in particular, the slogan has antagonised people, the unified slogan, which you see, the minute you walk out of the airport, you see unified with the letters FI legend and highlighted. And that is what they resent. That's what made them angry. And remember, we haven't even got to the 3 days of rage yet. They start on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got 3 days of rage. So I don't know what that would be like when we get there.
Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja, the opposition leader, is still on hunger strike. Any word on his condition?
Well, I hear conflicting reports that he's being fed with IV, and then the IV has been withdrawn. I gather his position is very frail. I cannot imagine that he will be allowed to die before this weekend. I mean, everything, the balloon will go up really well. If anything happens to him in the next few days, then what we're seeing and hearing now will just be nothing. So we're just waiting for reports. We're waiting for further reports, and there are conflicting reports. I think it's safe to say he's in a very frail condition, but he has been receiving food over the last few weeks.
Just sum up what you can see now. How many people are involved?
Well, it's showing. It's difficult to divide the actual demonstrators, but the onlookers, and now it's a growing band of onlookers. The actual demonstrators would probably number, I'd say, a couple of hundred, with another 100 or so onlookers. We've already been moved on. The police have put up a barricade, and what they're saying now is if we don't move on again in 2 minutes, we'll be charged down the street once again, as we were 2 minutes ago. So it's a very sad, very unhappy feeling, experience. But ironically, with some people I talk to among the demonstrators, they're happy about the Grand Prix being on, because they feel that it's hopeless attention on this regime and all the brutalities that it perpetrates. And they feel if the race is not actually here, ironically, then their demonstrations would be falling on deaf ears.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.